This is Brian with Cleaning Services.
Brian, how you doing today? It's David with Local Splash.
Yeah, hey, David. Hey, how come when you call me from different 586 phone numbers?
It's a voiceover IP internet protocol service. So it pretty much, yeah, it registers us right into the, so we have different lines now. I have an extension directly to my office. It's down at the bottom of the email, right? It kind of routes through the 877-247 customer service number. And then depending on the extension that it's going through at the time, we'll show up what number it's actually at. But we're an E500 company, right? So we got a pretty big, pretty big network of phone lines. There you go.
Okay. All right. That makes sense. All right. Yeah. So what do you got?
All right. So here's the thing, Brian. I was looking into your account, right? And I see that you rank well when you search for cleaning services, right? You rank on that first page. Now, there's a couple of areas that we can definitely help you out in, like home cleaner. We can definitely improve ranking there. That's another word that's going to work for you. Office cleaner as well. We're not ranking too good there. Now, when it comes down like to the analytics, as far as home cleaning, I mean, I'm not going to lie. Cleaning services in your area, you're doing well there, right? I would say you're getting most of those searches there. I mean, how much traffic did you get in like the past 30 days through the website itself? Do you know?
He just sent me a page. We've been doing, and I've known him for a while. I bounce around with different guys because they all start out good and then they just go to shit. And then, this guy went to, he used to be with the big companies on his own. We're doing I don't know what we're doing. Some kind of ad program where it's per month I'm paying $225 for $7.50 a day. And I've gotten 900 searches or something like that and only 3 calls.
Okay. So you're running a pay-per-click campaign. And that's what happens there, right? So on that pay-per-click at about $7, you're probably getting about 2, maybe 3 clicks per day, right? Just depending on the customer, how close it is, right, and what Google's charging at that time. And that's the thing with the pay-per-clicks. It can really vary, right, on the charge that you're being charged for that click, and it's not going to always end up in a phone call. Now, the program that I sent you via email, that's Google's number one lead generation product, right, because the only time you're actually paying is when you receive a qualified lead. Now, qualified lead means a few things. It means you have to speak with the customer. They have to be in your service area and you successfully gain an appointment with that customer. If you cannot successfully gain an appointment, your budget is never charged for that lead, right? And that's what makes it so beneficial. Now you'll see if you do a search in your area for cleaning services, you'll find yourself ranked right there on the first page in the local maps. But above that, what you're going to see there is like the Bee's Home Cleaning. You'll see Dolls Cleaning, Front Door Housekeeping. These guys are currently running that program, right? What they've done is they set that budget for their business. And when they receive the qualified lead, it's able to be deducted. Now, this program was previously called Google Guaranteed. Now it's known as Google Verified. Now, not every company can offer it. And maybe that's why you guys haven't spoken about it yet, because I understand your digital marketer right now, he's on his own. So here at Local Splash, we've been partnered with Google since 2004, right? So we're a premier Google channel partner of Google. So what we do here is not only do we help with SEO, but we can actually fill the Google verified listings. So we have access to the applications and a direct line of communication to get you guys verified. Now that application, it does take anywhere from 30 to 60 days, but once approved, you have all your SEO services at a discounted rate. That's $249 and you get activated for Google, Facebook, Yelp, Bing, which of course will handle all your initial content creation, and Apple. On Apple, you'll be verified on Apple Maps, as well as discoverable on Siri, and we also take care of Alexa for you. So we'll handle your top voices, desktops, and mobiles. All right? Now, when it goes to the lead section of it, that's where you're able to set the budget. And this is where it becomes very profitable for newer businesses on here that haven't used it before. Now, and I believe I emailed it to you, so let me just pull up the email because I know I have that price in there.
Right. Let's back up. And you mentioned cleaning. So, my main business to get in the door is carpet, tile, and upholstery cleaning. And then he was doing like, in November, we continue to strengthen your Google business profile. He said, I ran a paid ad campaign for carpet cleaning, which generated 3 phone calls and nearly 500 clicks. Website traffic increased by close to 900 visitors over the last 30 days.
Mm-hmm. When you see,
so I don't know.
That's good and dandy. Don't get me wrong. I mean, it's good that you're getting some traffic through your website. You're getting views. But what we want to do is turn those views into phone calls, which then is going to turn into business, right? And we only want to be charged when it's going to turn into business. That's what this program does for you, right? Now, at
but they aren't getting rid of this? Hold on. I was researching what you're told me to verify, and somewhere when I was reading it, it said it was ending December 2025, the end.
No, the program itself is not ending. So December 2025. So as of October, the program just changed, right? It went from Google Guarantee to called Google Verified. Now they updated all the badge systems as well as the bullet points. But in 2025, they're going to have an update for all the insurance policies. So some of them right now will say you currently do not need insurance, but by the end of the year, it's going to be updated to 250K. So all the policies that are in place right now for the applications are going to change in 2026. Now, anybody who gets their application in and gets that process started at this point is going to be grandfathered into wherever they're at when they're in their process, right? But going into 2026, there will be new requirements for the program.
Okay. So it's not canceling, it's just new requirements.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, no, this program is not canceling. It's the newest lead generation program out there. Now, it changed, like I said, just a little bit, which is about a month ago, which they changed the whole name of it and kind of the outlook of how it worked. And they're going to continue perfecting it. But really what changes at the end of the year is going to be the updates to all the insurance policies.
Okay. Okay. All right. Go on then.
Okay. So let's see here. Now, the cost per lead, I had you, let me get it. And this was, okay, that's right. I done you for 2 verticals and I send you the information. So for the carpet cleaning, it's at $43 per qualified lead. The budget would sit at $559 and that's going to give you up to 13 qualified leads. Now, the only time that that budget will be deducted, like I said, is when you get that appointment. Pretty fair, right?
Okay.
Now, at the $249, what you're going to have is your local programming and map and maintenance. You'll also have a social media ad budget placed for you. Now, do you currently have your Facebook business profile?
I do, but I really don't use it. I've been trying to add pictures and stuff to it. But in the old days, you know, everybody wanted me to spend. You know, I used to be with ChemDrive years ago. I got away from that French franchise, just terrible. And I used to pay almost $4,000 or $5,000 a month just in Facebook.
Wow.
It's just stupid.
Yeah. So yeah, that's
I
a lot of money.
I can't afford that anymore.
Yeah, no, that's outrageous amount. I mean, especially, I mean, in social media, depending on how many crews you have, I don't want to say outrageous amount because I mean, if you have a lot of crews.
Just me. Right, that's just me.
Yeah, that's a lot of money for just one person. So here's the deal. I'm going to be able to put out 400 ads.
Business all over. How much?
400 ads on social media included in the 249, right? And these are retargeted ads. So the way they work is if anybody within your service area goes and put a post, hey, I need somebody to come do some carpet cleaning for me. Any suggestions? You don't even know these people. They just use those keywords in the area. If they begin to scroll, your flyer is going to show up organically on their timeline. Works perfectly for new customer acquisitions. And honestly, at the 249, it's going to be a great start for you. And again, you're really going to be able to see what our business can do for you guys, right? Social media converts at the highest rate of any, Facebook converts at the highest rate of any of the social medias. So that's why we use that one. All right. But that does come included. Now, who's currently hosting your website?
Keith is.
Keith is.
I got him pulled
okay.
up right here. I was going to, it's called Fine Point Design.
Fine Point Design. Okay. The reason why I asked because here within the 249, it includes website hosting. So we could host that for you. We'd add some, I'll tell you right now, I'm looking at the site. I can add some AI chatbots. If you want any payment links in here, we can go ahead and add them in there. Venmo, PayPal, things like that. There is no transaction fees. So customers can go on here and pay you directly. You wouldn't lose out on any of your revenue there. Let me see. What else can I
My app is HouseCall Pro. My app is HouseCall Pro, which is great. I've had it for years. They can pay right there on that app when I send them an invoice.
Yep.
Or I mean to use, now I forgot the name, Square. I use Square as
Square.
Much as
okay.
I can because their rates are better than HouseCall Pro.
Gotcha. And that's so
cheaper.
People can swipe, tap, things like that, right?
Right, right when I send it to them. You know, if not, I'd mm-hmm. rather get, you know, paid cash or a check right there. If not, I charge a processing fee. So I don't do a whole ton of credit cards because nobody likes to pay the process fee.
Yeah, processing fees will get you, right? Hey, cash is king. That's what I like to say. At least, you know, right?
Yeah, that's the way it is.
Well, hey, while it's still available to us, I'm already in my 40s, well, my late 40s. So I see things changing. But while cash is still available to us, I'm going to hold on to it as long as I can. They discontinued pennies.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I know. I heard some people bitching at Home Depot. They're rounding it down to the closest mm-hmm. dollar. Oh, well. They said
they're supposed to be rounding
a long time ago.
Yeah, I heard they're rounding. It's costing more to make them, like 4 cents, right? But I'll tell you what. My grandpa.
Well, it's $4.51 the guy paid. $4.51, and they rounded it to 50 cents. Who cares?
Yeah, no big deal, right? It's a penny.
Or rounding up. Maybe it's rounding up. But yeah, I don't know what it was.
Yeah, but even at that, I mean, 4 cents is 4 cents. It shouldn't be. Yeah, they do give them. But I mean, like, just times are changing, right? But anyways, get right back to the subject. So, I mean, Brian, with the website here, we are going to be able to help you out with your hosting. You know, we'll go ahead and add those chatbots for you, anything like that. Pretty much this program comes comprehensive with everything you're going to need. It's going to have your social medias, your websites, and all your directories. If you want in that ad budget, you know, I can do that for you. Right now, I actually have a new discount code available. So I have the Google verified application fee. It shows on the email for $250. I can do that one at $125. That would put it 50% off. We'd get you in the door today at only $374. So that'd be your first month service, $249. Plus your application for the Google Verified. So that way you could receive those qualified leads. Now, to be fair, that one does take anywhere from 30 to 60 days to come back. But every company that's currently on it, they had to go through it, right? I mean, it's just a vetting process. They'll have either Evident or Pinkerton. If you ever seen an old cowboy movie, you've heard of Pinkerton. They'll do the background check. No felonies in the past 7 years. I'll ask for a valid driver's license, state ID, or United States passport. And it looks like...
What is this for? The Google Verify?
Yeah, so that's to get you at the very top in that sponsored section where they'll send you the pre-qualified exclusive leads.
So why do they do that? Just to keep, I don't know, foreigners or shitheads out of the system, guys, or what?
So what was happening here on the network is Google was being held responsible for companies showing up and doing either excuse my French, a shit job or, you know, just not showing up at all or accidents, people getting hurt, things like that, right? So Google, they did kind of strengthen their qualifications, but then they opened this program, not just for those reasons, but also because of the traditional paper leads that like Home Advisor and things like that. The small to medium-sized businesses were essentially getting screwed. Those guys were coming on to Google, paying for the keywords, terms, and phrases, and reselling the leads, you know, to 7-8 companies in the area. So what Google did, they opened this partnership program. They don't take every business. You got to be able to qualify. But once you do, they will send you those pre-qualified exclusive leads. So like in the carpet cleaning, your main competition is going to be Speed Clean Services. Yeah, he's sitting at 366 reviews in the Google Verified, and he just had 8 bookings nearby, right? That was here within this past week. So that's a little something of what this program can actually do for you. You'll notice the top cleaning companies are all listed here. The reason being is they get that blue check mark on their profile. It says verified. And then it'll give the bullet points. Pass background check, has business insurance. So you're going to notice in this area, you're going to have a lot of high-end homes, higher-end neighborhoods, and clientele that doesn't want a whole lot of people in and out of their properties. They want one business that they know is vetted and quality, and they're willing to pay for it. And that's why they shop within the Google Verified Network. You'll even see here a lot of these guys, they'll have their calendar right on this page, because a lot of the clients of Google Verified will just go and book directly without even a phone call. They already know that these companies are verified, and they get paired with only one company. Once they're paired with you, what they hear is you're now being routed to a Google Verified contractor. At that point, you get the phone call. If you can successfully gain that appointment, then your budget will be deducted. That makes sense? So you're not wasting money on all these clicks and views, because all the clicks and views are unlimited. And the beauty of the program is whenever you have this program paused, you still have that top visibility in the local maps, and all that's unlimited clicks and calls. Right? So it really opens a window for return on investment. You get to a point where you need some work. I mean, you got to work. You just open up your dashboard, click start, receive your verified lead. Right? Be able to close those down, rinse and repeat at $43. It's a great program.
Okay, does this take them to my webpage too, of all the things I offer?
Absolutely. No? Absolutely. So if you're going to keep the website where you currently have it, you can do that. And obviously it's going to be optimized. It'll be on the front. They're going to be able to see it on the page, and you'll see more traffic you're generating. Same thing if we're going to go ahead and host it. It's already all included in the price, and we'd be able to take care of that for you as well. But either way, it's all going to be linked in together. Absolutely.
All right, so are you saying you're doing the CEO and everything, or what are you trying to?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we're doing the SEO. So the local map programming and maintenance. You're going to also have your social media ads. We're going to put out about 400 of them for you every month. You're going to have your call tracking, which is going to provide you info and directory and a CRM for all your new customers. If you want your My Site website done, we'll take care of that for you. Be done within 7 to 14 days, and all your top 5 directory listings. Yelp, Bing.
What was that? What was on my, what was?
The website.
What was the first thing you said?
The My Site website. That's what it's called. My Site.
I just updated all that.
Oh, okay.
It should be updated, I think. I just paid them to have it all updated and, you know, redone. I think it looks better now. Because a lot of people are using the basic pro. I've been bouncing around quite a bit from Arizona to Michigan to Texas, all over.
Oh, gotcha.
A lot of guys do great in the beginning, like I said, and then it just drops off until I call or complain, and then things start picking up again, and then it drops off after a while. That's my thing. I forgot who I had. I had a big company before when I used with ChemDry, and they did great, but it was very, I ran my ass off just to cover the expense.
Yeah. And that's the difference, right? I mean,
a week and barely
to cover that expense. I mean, at $249, it's definitely going to be able to take care of itself on a monthly basis. And then when you're talking about the leads and your budget itself, I mean, keep in mind, the only time that your budget is ever going to get hit is not going to be for a click or anything. You're not going to be throwing money out the window so people can see your website. It's only going to be if you can successfully gain an appointment with the customer. You're going to have an individual account manager assigned to you, right? So we'll introduce you to your account manager within 72 hours of locking in your listing. We onboard you the same day, which today, I mean, it's still early enough we can onboard you. Now, the first thing we start working on is obviously the social media, the directory submissions, your call tracking goes live, as well as if we're going to take over website, we'll automatically start working on that pretty quick as well. We want to get all that stuff done as quickly as possible because, I mean, at the end of the day, we want to start turning over a return on investment, right? First thing that happens is we'll send you out your Google Verified application, and then we'll get you onboarded to help you fill that out and get it submitted. Once that one comes back, typically within about 72 hours, most business owners would then activate their budget. So like the budget we spoke about, that one, we don't take care of it until your application comes back. Make sense?
Okay. What state are you guys in?
We're in California. So we're in Fountain Valley. That's Orange County.
Okay.
Yeah, you look us up, we're literally across the street from Google's headquarters. We're right in the corner in the Rodecker building. He's our CEO.
Okay. So is that how your hours work, or do you have people all over working?
Our 877 number, for sure. So our 877 number is always 24/7 customer service. There's never a time of day you can't speak with somebody. Now, as far as in-office hours, I'm the director here of the state. I'm in office 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. That's Central Standard Time. And then in California, you'd be looking at your account manager. That's going to be Eastern Time, and that's going to be 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Let me see. You're in Michigan.
Okay. Or it's available by email then. Yeah. We're east.
Yeah, you're Eastern Time, and they're on Pacific. So really what we'd be looking at, 6, so it's going to be about 7 p.m. your time that they're going to be open. And that'd be for your account manager, and that's Monday through Friday. Weekends, they are closed. But the only thing that you'd be looking at for the weekends is going to be like your 877, right? You'd be able to call a customer service and speak with them if you need to. Or even on your dashboard, you'll have a direct line of access to your chat there, where we can help you out through there as well.
So this isn't going to cost me money if, say, you've been a customer of mine for 5 years and then you want to have the carpet redone, and you're looking on the internet and you're trying to find me, and then you click on verify. Is that how that they can click right through to me, or no?
That's a great question.
It costs me money.
So that's a great question, right? So you're talking about your reoccurring customers, people you've already helped, and they're just going to reschedule you, right?
And that's what they were doing in the old days. They saw my name at the top, just like when I go to Home Depot. I try not to do it, but every time you click for the money, to go to that page usually.
Yes, and that's a click, and you're losing money for them viewing the page. So the way that it works with Google Verified is if the customer calls you from the sponsored ad itself, that's going to be at the top of the page, and it comes in and you go and you qualify the service and do all that, that one would be a qualified lead, right? So I'll be transparent with you. I'm not going to sit here and blow any smoke at you. So hope you can appreciate that, right? But here's the deal. If you have customers that are coming in, because whether they see you in the sponsored or the local maps, if it's a customer that's already been with you, that you continue to obviously reservice, that's something that obviously we want them to find us through the local maps so you don't get charged, right? Now, if for some reason they do click in the sponsored section, and I mean, that's a reoccurring customer, my advice to you, Brian, would be as soon as the call comes in, oh, hey, yeah, I helped you last week, right? Or, you know, a month ago or whatever. Okay, you know, I'll go ahead and follow up with you. Give them a call back. I mean, that's one of your reoccurring customers, right? The way that it works is when the call comes in and it's from the lead service itself, it's going to be analyzed by Google's AI, right? So if it determines it to be a qualified lead, it's not going to know whether it's a reoccurring customer or not. Does that make sense?
Okay. So the phone number when they call me, because right now if you call me your previous customer, it'll pull up on my phone, House Call Pro customer, and then I'll say, hey, Dave, I've cleaned for you before. Oh, man, I've been trying to find you.
Gotcha.
Hang up then and just call them back, are you saying?
Get them on another line, something like, because, I mean, this is your reoccurring customer, right? So, I mean, that's a little bit different now.
So the real phone number is not coming through. Their real phone number
is going to be a unique.
It
would be a unique tracking number. Yeah, it is a unique tracking number that's specifically for the ad. So that way, if they're calling you off the local map, you're not charged for that. If it's specifically coming from the ad itself, then it would hit the budget if it is determined as qualified.
Okay. All right. That makes sense.
That's fair, right? I mean, like I said, transparency is key. I don't have a long-term contract that I can sign you to, and, you know, we don't do that. What we have here is a solid program. I'm transparent. I'm honest. We create a return on investment for you, and the business owners stick around. You know, we have 10,000 business owners currently that we're helping, and it's because we do have the number one lead generation product. I mean, it's a process, but you trust the process, you let it work for you, and it's going to pay off. I mean, this program itself, I mean, it'll speak volumes just looking at who's signed up for it, right? And you are one of the top companies, in all honesty, it looks like you're the only one missing right now. So I'm glad I have you on the phone. Hopefully we can finally get you on board.
The other problem I'm running into is, you know, and you did, you said the same thing is, you know, I'm always getting shopped and everything. People want to sell me their services. How come I'm trying to do like a 10 mile area or 15 mile area. And the only place I'm coming up, I'm getting calls in Sterling Heights only. Even my guy said, because you are in, they're calling in your area because of the SEO or something like that. How come they're not coming up anywhere else in the top?
That's a great question. And it comes down to radius and it comes down to the capability of your digital marketer. Okay. And that's the honest to God truth. And he knows it as well. So depending on your partnership level, some companies will charge you $100, $150, and they'll give you a 10 to 15 mile radius. And that's standard for SEO, right? When you get with a premier partner company, we can open your radius up to 50 miles where you will be able to show its first page placement in all the areas you want to be listed. Now we do that with customized geofencing, right? Now with geofencing, you can exclude neighborhoods or areas and still cover the 50 mile radius, right? So it doesn't have to be encompassed you in the middle of a perfect circle. We can, you know, kind of adjust it however you see fit, but we're allowed to use up to 50 miles. And that's a major difference from working with a premier partnered company versus like a local digital. And I'm not saying he's not good, because he is. Within 10 to 15 miles, he got you there to the first page. You know, I'm sure the keywords he asked for. Now, what I'm looking to do is expand on those keywords, because I already found some that we can definitely add in there to help. And then expand on the radius, which means we're going to open you up for more customers.
Okay. So what do you want to, so if I'm going to do something today, if I don't keep getting charged from my other guy, how do I tell him that I'm leaving you? And when do I leave them?
Yeah, okay, good question. So I'm going to give you a timeline on when everything kicks off, right? So if you were to come in today, the way it's going to work is you'd come in at $374. I'm going to do the discount for the application fee. It's going to be at $125. Then your monthly recurring rate will be at $249. It's going to include all your services. Now, within the first 5 to 7 days, all your directory submissions go live. That's Google, Facebook, Yelp, Bing, Apple, Alexa. Within day 7 to 14, we'll present you with your website. If you like it, we'll put it live. And your social media will also be running and promoted by then. So all you need is literally on your Facebook page, just have the name on it. You're going to promote us as manager. We'll have you send us some pictures. We'll put it all together and start your retargeted ads. If there's any promotions you want to run throughout the month, you let us know. We'll have that done for you. All right. So basically, when is your next payment due for your other marketer?
He was just reaching out to me, that letter I was reading to you. He wanted to know if I wanted to do any ads again for December. He's already asking me. The same day you emailed me, he emailed me.
Gotcha.
And I talked to him a few days ago or last week.
Yeah.
So I was trying to stall him until I figured out with you guys.
Got all this taken care of. So you don't want to have yet. Now, there'll be no downtime, especially on the website, unless he just goes and, you know, turns it off, which I don't know the agreement you have with him as far as the domain. Did you purchase the domain? Did he purchase it on your behalf? All the intellectual properties.
No, I own a domain. I own a domain. I made them. He set it up where, because the last time the guy in Arizona tried to hold me hostage, and there was a bitch. You know, I've come to him before and left him before. And so it won't be a problem. You know, he knows I'm not happy with, you know, the results. I know, you know, during COVID, I was a rock star. I was working 7 days a week just banging it. And then it's like everybody finally got to work, and now everybody's advertising again. So and my reviews are great. I can sell jobs, and that's not an issue. You know, for me. So I'm only doing about one job a day, two jobs a day. And that's not a lot.
Yeah.
It's that far down in business. And it seems like when I went to him, it was great in the beginning, and it just kept getting worse and worse and worse. It's my issue right now.
Man, I hear you on that one, man. And with the influx of competition, because I see it. I see the competition. And in the Google Verified, you know, I named a few of them, right? And I can tell they're your top competition, but they know you're their competition too. So when they see you there, they're going to say, okay, he's on board. Here we go. And they know it's going to be a rodeo, right? And that's what it comes down to, because I mean, at the end of the day, you got to have somebody in your corner ready to wrestle with these guys and their marketing company, because we're going to do not just the meta tags and your keywords. We're going to make sure we're increasing the traffic, but at the end of the day, putting our dollars where they count, at only where we're actually going to turn over return on investment. I'm not interested in clicks. If you were selling carpet cleaning equipment, vacuums, anything, I say, great, let's run a pay-per-click. Gives people the opportunity to click there and buy your product. But you're performing a service. So we need to get your dollars to bring you in service. Makes sense, right?
So at the end of the day, you want me as a long-time customer, not just a quick. Because like I said, everybody wants to sell you all this shit. And then I got to sit for another month or two and wait till everything starts, you know, every time I move to somebody else. It's crazy. So the SEO will still be going without an issue, correct?
Yeah, SEO is not going to take a dip at all. I'll tell you that right out the gate. The addition of Facebook, I don't know if you've been running Facebook already with your ad spend, but the addition of Facebook is absolutely going to help you out. That one's absolutely, because it's going to be addition already to what you're doing, which is the SEO, right? And once we get that Google verified back, I mean, you're off and running. That's the biggest thing. We got to get it submitted. The sooner we get it submitted, the sooner we get it back, right? And I'm more than confident next year will be your most profitable year, even with considering 2020, because that's what Google verified does. I mean, in the first year, I've seen businesses go to 150% profit margin jumps from one year to the next when they were not in the Google Verified network and they first jump in, right? I mean, and that's what really makes a difference there. As far as falling off with this program, I don't experience it. I mean, I don't have long-term contracts, and I currently have the highest retention ratio of our marketing firm. I mean, I still have 92% of the clients that I've signed up, but it's because Google Verified works. I mean, I could sit here and pitch you SEO all day and, you know, charge you a bottom dollar, but at the end of the day, is that going to get you the results you need? You know, and if it's not, well, I didn't really do you any justice. So that's kind of where I sit. I mean, I'm going to work with the best products and get them to my business owners at the best price and let you guys make your money.
Okay. Let's give it a try then.
Okay. Now, before we take any type of payment info or anything like that, what we do is called a voice verification, okay? Now, I send this one out to you with your invoice in writing. It's because I have you on the discounted pre-agreement, right? So it's an added form of protection for you. What I do is I outline the program, let you know how it works, billing dates, how much they are. And if at the end you agree to everything, then I can go ahead and set up some billing info. That sound fair?
Yes.
Okay. So we can go ahead and get started here, Brian. Now, welcome to Local Spices Voice Verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Spice. It's an added form of protection for you. Now, to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Cleaning Services by Brian.
Okay. Now, please state your name and title within the business.
Brian Mayer, member.
Okay, now, are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business? Excuse me.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, so you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes, I'm the owner. It's an LLC member. I'm the member, they call it.
Gotcha. Okay. Now, to get results as fast as possible, Brian, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Now, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Squash?
Yes, I do.
Okay. So please save our 877 number as Local Spice under your contacts. What I'm going to do is I'm going to text that number out to you right now, as well as my extension directly to my desk. So that way you have it on file.
Then you have my to be able to text the 873 number?
Uh-oh. I just sent it to your contact phone we had on file. 200. So let me get that other number so I can put
right,
it in.
Right. The 200 is... So the 200 is my business line, and it goes to my cell. So anybody that wants to send me pictures, but on my webpage, House Call Pro has a phone number for customers to text me. Because the Gmail was ridiculous. It was getting out of control. People would just email 100 different companies for quotes. So we went to texting, where they can text directly to my phone.
That'll work. Okay, so what's
on my webpage.
Oh, it's on your webpage.
586.
Okay.
No, this number's not. I'm going to give you my cell number. 586-873-8933.
Okay. Let me save this one here. Okay. I just texted out to your cell phone. 586-873-8933.
Correct.
Okay, so I'll continue now. Now, as a result of increased visibility. Perfect. Okay, now please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Locals Blast. So what I'll do is I'll provide you with a security question on your account that you can verify the call's always coming from us and not another company. Now, you have three options: your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Go with pet name.
Okay.
Bear. B-E-A-R.
Bear. Okay. Okay. Now, in hiring local spouses as a certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
What do you mean by that?
So what that means basically is like what you already did with me. So we were on the line. You said, hey, I have another marketing representative right now. He was working on such and such, and we kind of went over it, right? What he was doing for you versus what we are. So if anybody calls you while you're with us and they're wanting to help you with SEO, pay-per-clicks, anything like that, just give me a call. Hey, Dave, this is what they're pitching me. This is a company. I mean, do you think it's a good idea? And I'll let you know whether it's something that's going to affect the algorithms we have in place or whether it's something maybe beneficial, right? But we just want to make sure that the work that we have and the algorithms we have in place can stay there so that you don't rotate, right? So just keep me in the loop for any of that stuff, right?
Because
really,
I agree.
I'm going to be handling everything you need.
Correct.
Okay.
Okay.
Now, as a part of the verification process, it is essential that Local Spouse receives the required business documents in a timely manner. Now, this may include the business license, proof of insurance, the Google guaranteed application, and any other items recommended for Google business profile verification. We kindly ask that these documents be submitted within the first 7 days. Failure to provide the necessary documentation within the time frame may result in delays of the account. Do you agree to submit them within 7 days?
Yes, I do.
Okay. So your payment for your initial term and account setup would be charged today on December 8th, 2025, in the non-refundable amount of $374. Now, this is a 3-month verbal agreement. Your monthly payments would automatically renew on the 8th day of each month in the amount of $249. This is a monthly recurring payment. Now, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at 877-635-6225. Okay? Now, if you cancel, here's the part.
Okay.
We have a small early termination fee within 90 days, so I'm going to go over that with you, let you know how it works. Now, if you cancel your account within the first 90 days, an early term fee would apply. Now, the early term fee is as follows. It's a $600 early term fee. However, every 30 days you're with us, $200 falls off. So it's only for 90 days. After the 90th day you're with us, there is no termination fee. It's fair, right?
Well, if you guys do a good job, there shouldn't be an issue, I hope.
I've never had an issue. Exactly. So I'm transparent. I've never had an issue. I mean, as soon as we get this ball rolling, you're going to see the wheels get turning really quickly. I mean, literally, as soon as the payment's processed, the Google Guarantee application automatically shows up to your phone. We get you onboarded and schedule all that right to your calendar. So I'm excited to get you on board, Brian.
All right.
What's your last name?
M-A-Y-E-R.
Mayer, okay. And I have you down at 15064 Hall Road at Sterling Heights, Michigan, 48313.
No, that's the other thing. So quick little story so we can correct this too. I own a franchise Firehouse Subs. I owned it for 10 years. I just sold it 2.5 years ago. Because it was on Hall Road, I didn't want my house. So I put it at my Firehouse Subs. That way people can drop off small items to have clean. Plus it looked better. I've since moved it to my house. My issue I'm having problems with is with Keith, and I've tried to talk to some other people. I really don't like the picture of my house showing up on the Google page. I don't have a problem with people, but I just, it bothers me, my home address. But we had, before we didn't have an address. And Keith said, the problem you aren't getting any calls is you have to have an address. Google wants an address. So that's why we put the house on there. And you'll see the picture of my house. How do we resolve that issue? I don't mind having my address, but not, you know.
No, here's the deal. Here's the deal, Brian. I wouldn't, yeah, I'll be honest with you, Brian. I would have never let that happen. I don't let any of my small to medium-sized businesses have their houses advertised, especially when they're working out of residential. What I do is we mask them for you. So it's not a problem. I'll get that mask for you pretty quickly as well. So basically, they're still going to see your service radius. They're going to see everywhere you're willing to service, and they'll see that red ping in the middle of your radius. But they're never going to see a physical address for your business. And that's okay. It will not affect your SEO. Because you're, let me explain to you this way. Your business is already verified. Now, let me see what address they have for you. Let me pull up your Google business profile. Give me 1 second. Cleaning services by Brian. Bear with me here. I'm opening up some of the settings.
Okay.
48313. Okay. Yeah, it has 14528 Macintosh Court. Sterling Heights. Let me see. And Macintosh Court, that's the residential address?
Yes, it is.
Okay, so I can match that one for you. That's not a big deal. That'll be done literally within the first 5 days. You're going to notice that all your Google Business profile is going to stay the same. The only thing is this click for directions. Like, for somebody to get directions to your house, it's not going to be there no more. And it shouldn't be there. I mean, look, right, sure. Look at some of these other, yeah. Maids of Shelby Township. Look, the Maids of Shelby Township, if you click on their profile, right, you'll see them at the very top. They're in the sponsored already. There's no directions there, and they don't have an address because they're working from a residential, right? So they have it masked is what the feature is called. So I'll turn on the mask feature for you too.
Okay. In the cleaning, you know, I know you keep bringing up all these different maid places. I don't, again, my carpet tile, re-caulking showers, think, you know, some grout work. That's my main business. But then we do deep cleaning of empty houses and specialty cleaning we do. So I don't do cleaning service.
I hear you. So deep clean, and that's another thing I'm going to work on right now too, because I'm going to put down all your services. I know it's carpet. You said we're doing tile. You're doing deep cleaning, empty houses. And the reason why is because that's what you're ranking.
I have a list somewhere for you.
Okay. That'd be great.
Where am I ranking under?
You're ranking under cleaning services. That's where you're ranking at the top. So that's where you're getting all your views from and things like that. Because when you do, I had already looked through a few of them. I do carpet cleaning. Okay, you're ranking in carpet cleaning. Now we want to do deep clean. See, we need to get you ranked in deep clean.
Well, I have a list of all my services I had to put together for Keith, if you need that, in service areas.
Definitely. That'd be a good one. And service areas. Okay, that's the other one that I'm working on next. Well, you'll send me that list, right? So you can email it to me.
I do get a few floor cleaning. You know, I do floor cleaning just like all of us. Vinyl floor cleaning gets built up with dirt. And I do get some leads probably from cleaning services, but I don't, you know, that's not my main business, I guess.
Yeah.
Unless you know how to market it right, I'm fine with that. So most carpet cleaners, so I guess back up again, most carpet cleaners, that's all they do is three items.
That's all they do.
Because they got their guys. They don't know how to do anything else. I clean anything and everything. Whatever the customer doesn't want to clean, I do. I've done wall washing the entire house. I do basement, decobweb the whole basement. If it's empty downstairs, I power wash it all, rinse it out to the truck. You know, I do a lot of that. So I'm just not a everyday carpet slowly disappearing. So I branched out and I do very well in my reviews and I get a lot of referrals. And that's the only way I've been trying to make money right now is referrals. And then maybe a call once or twice a week I might get from SEO or advertising.
Yeah. Okay. So deep cleaning and Seattle. I know you're sending me the list, but I've notated as much as I could here so I can already have some of this stuff on file for us.
So I don't send the list until my associate or advisor reaches out to me, right? You aren't the one for this.
No, you can email it to me already. That thread that I have on email, email it right over, because what I'm doing is I put everything into the account, right? And as soon as right now, what we're going to do is we're going to process the payment. I'm going to schedule you for your onboarding call. I'm about to pull up the calendar and see what time slots you have available for later. You're going to be available later today? We can either do later today or tomorrow morning. Whichever works for you, right?
Can we do after 12:30 on Tuesday tomorrow?
Sure.
I have a big job in the morning and then I'm free.
Okay. So let's see. You said 12:30. Yep, I have a 12:30 p.m. tomorrow, Eastern Standard Time.
All right. Well, if you're going to do it that way, do it 1 p.m.
1 p.m.
If you're going to do that. Yeah, I just meant after 12:30, call me. I'm fine.
Oh, after 12:30.
I should be done 100% at this job.
Okay. I mean, if you need a little bit more time, so I mean,
you
get on the road.
3 o'clock.
Yeah, I have all those available. So I got 1 o'clock, I got 2 o'clock, and I have 4 o'clock. And the latest I have is 6
o'clock.
2 o'clock. Right? 2 o'clock? Okay.
2 p.m. Let's do 2 p.m.
Now, this one's going to go over right to the cleaning services by Brian at Gmail.
Okay, that's fine. And how long is this call usually for?
About 20, 30 minutes, depending on how many questions you have.
Okay. And this is not you. This is the guy I'm going to be dealing with, correct?
Yeah, that's right. Well, okay, so this is how it works. I'm going to call you, right, because I'm going to introduce you to your onboarding agent. Usually it's Nikki, Spencer, Evan. Once they're done with the onboarding,
okay,
you're going to be introduced to your account manager. Most of the time that's Catherine or Honey. Sometimes Ivan. Now, depending on whichever one it is, they'll call you within 72 hours, let you know, hey, I'm your account manager. And every month they'll be calling you at the end of the month, going over obviously all the account information, things like that. Any challenges that need to happen, they're going to take care of that for you as well.
Okay.
All right. One second here. Okay. So it looks like I just sent out that calendar invite. So you should receive that one. Now let me go back over here to the billing. We got to get in some of this other information. Brian, Mayor. Oh yeah, we're updating this address here. And we're masking the address.
Yeah, my wife's been throwing a fit about that.
Yeah, I bet. I mean, it's a lot, you know what I mean? To have every single one of your customers to know exactly how to find your house. That's why it's the very first thing I always offer my new businesses that are coming on Google. I say, hey, How do you want your address? You want it public or do you want it mass? I mean, 98% say mass unless they have a brick and mortar, just depending on the situation, right? So the billing address is going to be the 14528 McIntosh Court?
Correct.
Okay. All right, now let's update the mass. All right. Now, what are we going to be using today? Master, Visa, Discover, or Amex?
Amex.
Okay. And I'm ready when you are.
Got me where I put it. I've had it in my hand while I was talking to you. All stuck in my magnet on my phone. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
3798-193-622-35000.
Okay. Expiration?
10 of 30.
You said 10 of 30?
Yeah, 10 of 30.
Okay, October 2030. And on the Amex, it's the four digits.
8652.
Okay, let me update that one here. Okay, I'll be the first one to congratulate you and joining Local Splash. I'm definitely excited to be able to help you out here, Brian. Now, you should be receiving three messages automatically you're going to come through. One of them is going to say initial invoice. The other one should say Google guaranteed application. Let's see here. Okay, so I'm going to configure your numbers, SMS, URL to change this message. Oh, okay. That's for the update on the phone number. Then you let me know when those come through.
Oh, you want me to go? Okay, hang on.
Yeah, it looks like you just got an SMS. And one of them, okay, so, and I just want to explain them to you, right, so you know what you're looking at. The first one that says the dashboard with the username and password and all that, that's going to be your client dashboard. You can download it from the Play Store on your phone, whether it's Apple or Android. You just go look.
Am I going to the email or am I going to the text?
Text message. They all
first
got
all, where am I going, the email or the text? Text?
Oh, text, yes, sir.
All right, I see them all, three.
Yeah. Now, okay. The last one you got, that one's the dashboard login. That one we can handle last. The first one that we want to do is, it says, we sent you a copy of your invoice to the email we have on file. Please click here, and it says my.localsplash.com/terms. You can give that one a click right there.
Okay.
That one's going to allow us to call you, send. So if you can put the boxes in the check, and the checks in the boxes, I'm sorry, and then the signature.
Okay, just a minute. What was that? What happened?
So if you could...
Just a minute. Okay, no, you got to use the half inch, and I'll be right there. Huh? I'm gonna give me a minute, and I'll be off the phone. Okay, I'm here. Check number received. Oh, that's just the agreement that you can text me.
Yeah,
but you have mobile number 200, so you can't text me.
No, I have them both on file, so I'll give you the other one right now. Cell phone is 586-873-8933. That's for text messages.
That's a text message. So you still want me to check the 200 and confirm signature?
Yeah, if you can check it, because that's the main number that we have, like, on the account itself. But I do have your cell phone number here for whenever it's text, it's going to go over to the 586-873-8933.
I can't raise it. The way it's texting, Yep. I had to kick out. It just kicked me out. Firm signature. Did it already go to you or something? It's not letting me. It's not clicking or doing anything after I check the box. Certified, you check the box.
Yeah, and then you,
two boxes, right?
Yeah, two boxes, and then you put your name in. Underneath where you see your name, you would type your name in.
Oh, there's three. Okay, I see three. Now it worked. Okay. Now a username and password at once.
Yep. So that's going to go to the dashboard, and that one we're going to give you access, and all that data is going to be transmittable as soon as the directory submissions are live. So right now you're good to go. What we're going to be looking at is onboarding, and that's going to be, we schedule you for tomorrow. So then we're going to be able to reconvene tomorrow at 2. I'll give you a call. I'll introduce you, and then we'll be able to get onto the onboarding. And as of for right now, you're ready to go. I'm going to go start putting in the keyword information and as far as the masking address and get all that submitted for us.
Okay, that'll work then. Thank you, Dave, and I'll talk to you tomorrow then.
Absolutely, Brian. We appreciate your time. Have a good one.
You too. Thank you.
Appreciate it.